Burial of the Minnesink by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. On sunny slope and beech and swell the shadowed light of evening fell, and where the maple leaves was brown with soft and silent laps came down the glory that the wood receives at sunset in its golden leaves. Far upward, in the mellow light, rose the blue hills. One cloud of white around a far uplifted cone in the warm blush of evening shone, an image of the silver lakes by which the Indian's soul awakes. But soon a funeral hymn was heard where the soft breath of evening stirred. The tall, gray forest and a band of stern in heart and strong in hand came winding down beside the wave to lay the red chief in his grave. They sang that by his native bowers he stood in the last moon of flowers, and 30 snows had not yet shed their glory on the warrior's head. But as the summer fruit decays, so died he in those naked days. A dark cloak of the roebuck's skin covered the warrior, and within its heavy folds the weapons, made for the hard toils of war, were laid, the cuirass woven of plaited reeds, and the broad belt of shells and beads. Before, a dark-haired virgin train chanted the death dirge of the slain. Behind, the long procession came of hoary men and chiefs of fame, with heavy hearts and eyes of grief, leading the warhorse of their chief. Stripped of his proud and martial dress, uncurbed, unreined, and riderless, with darting eye and nostril spread, and heavy and impatient tread, he came, and oft that eye so proud asked for his rider in the crowd. They buried the dark chief. They freed beside the grave his battle steed, and swift an arrow cleaved its way to his stern heart. One piercing neigh arose, and on the dead man's plain the rider grasps his steed again. The End. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.